from Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again and into a brand new year with the very best in bluegrass. On this edition of the program, we're going to run down the most played bluegrass songs of 2023. It's all straight ahead, and it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for all things bluegrass, breaking news, upcoming events, radio airplay charts, and more. Log on, get up to date, BluegrassToday.com. Kicking things off at number 14, here's Volume 5 with Restless Heart and a Rambler's Soul.
Then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite the congregation to speak responsively with me the introit. Are very trustworthy. Your throne is established from of old. The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty. Yes, the world is established. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be forever. Amen. Your decrees are very trustworthy.
Holy is your house, O Lord, forevermore.
Your throne is established from of old.
You are everlasting.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, You wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, you have more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you on the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. I invite the congregation, please be seated.
The Old Testament lesson this morning is from the book of Isaiah, the 7th chapter. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You please read along with me the gradual. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of the Lord our God. Oop, guess we don't have the same one, do we? You are the most handsome of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of the ready scribe. The epistle is taken from Galatians 4, chapter 7, from Galatians 4, 1 through 7. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from the slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and manages until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue with the Alleluia and verse. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Pheniel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and praying night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present may come forward for a children's message. Boys and girls, good morning. How are you today? Good. It's so good to see all of you here as we are gathered in worship. We are continuing to celebrate the season of Christmas in the church, because Christmas isn't only one day, but it's actually the 12 days of Christmas season that we are in. We continue to celebrate that, yes, Jesus was born. And we were singing a couple different songs that are related to Jesus' birth. Our worship service, we have what is called the Gloria in Excelsis. I'm not sure if you know that those are the words, but it was when I sang the words, glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. And then the congregation continued and we sang together, and we sang, Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you and we give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. The Christmas story as the angels. And who do the angels appear to? Who is it that the angels come to and announce the good news? They come to the shepherds, right? And they say words that are similar to the words I sing. In fact, my words are based upon their words, where we say, glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. So we, in our worship service, we are able to remember when we say those words that, yes, God sent his son. And we don't just sing these words here in our Christmas season, do we? No, these words are saying whenever we're using this divine service, so that we can remember all through the year that Jesus was sent to be our Savior. I invite you to have the opportunity to fold your hands as we say our echo prayer at this time. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of your Son, Jesus Christ.
for the message of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Born to bring us peace.
Born to bring us peace.
Please help us.
Please help us.
Always follow our Savior Jesus.
Always follow our Savior Jesus.
And spread his peace to others.
And spread his peace to others.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning, boys and girls. I do have a treat for you as you return, and our congregation continues and sings hymn 519. Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from Luke chapter 2. There are some things that when you take a look at them the first time, they just seem so ordinary. And then it takes a little more to discover just how extraordinary they really are. Sometimes, for us in this Christmas season, we've seen presents under the tree, and they're all wrapped, and they look just like one another. And yet, after opening these presents, something may just be so extraordinary that you can't believe it. There are other times, maybe you're driving down the street and you see this other vehicle, and all of a sudden it does something you didn't expect it to do. You see that in some of these movies where the car that's been really modified looks just like any other car, but yet it can go. Sometimes the ordinary is actually quite extraordinary. Luke tells us what seems to be quite ordinary for the people of Israel, but it turns out to be quite the extraordinary event. Yes, Jesus has been born, and we've had angels announce his birth to shepherds. There's a star that has appeared. And these things are quite extraordinary, and yet there are things that seem to be quite ordinary in regards to Jesus and his birth. Luke follows up his account and says, "And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses." Well, you know, this is something that is routinely done with a child that is born. It's kind of back to what is usual. They brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. This would have been typical for a Jewish family, the family that continued to trust in God and to observe the laws. Luke is writing and telling us that, well, this is something that would have been done because it was in the law of the Lord that everyone who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And because of that, there was a sacrifice for this firstborn male son. The son who reminded the people of Israel of the firstborn male sons who were spared in Egypt in the Passover event. The sons after that were seen to be holy to the Lord. And so there was an offering made, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And so Mary and Joseph, they've brought Jesus to the temple and they do for him what is required for any firstborn son. If you or I were in the temple that day, we probably could have seen Mary and Joseph come in with the baby Jesus, offer their sacrifice, and would not have recognized him to be anything quite special. Just looked like two parents doing what they were called to do for their son. And yet, what looked quite ordinary was very extraordinary. It wasn't any child that Mary and Joseph brought to the temple that day. It wasn't just any other firstborn son, but rather, this is the very Son of God. And God made this known through two, as we call them, saints who were in the temple that day, Simeon and Anna. And how is it that God allowed them to know that this was the child, that this child was special, greater than any other child that they had seen brought to the temple? Well, these two, Luke records, as having been devout. They were righteous. They were dedicated to God. They believed and they trusted in what he would do for the nation of Israel. And it also says they had the Holy Spirit upon them. A man whose name was Simeon, this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Yes, God had blessed him with his Spirit. And it was with that same Spirit that he came into the temple that day. And he saw the child with his parents. And then he declared what you and I are more familiar with calling the nunc dimittis, what we sing after we receive the Lord's Supper. It says, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your words. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory of your people Israel. As he's holding Jesus, he knows this to be the promised Messiah, the Savior, the Christ that God was sending into the world for the salvation of his people Israel and also all of the earth. A revelation, he says, to the Gentiles. Even those that were outside the people of Israel, even those outside, those that were waiting for God's salvation, would see in this child God at work. Yes, God was at work that day, showing his favor to his creation. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to do what was promised, to bring salvation to the people of Israel, but even more, to bring salvation to all the earth. It was not an ordinary child that came into the temple that day, but rather God's very own son, who God himself had sent to be the Savior of all the earth. Not only was Simeon able to see this, but also the prophetess Anna, it says. She, advanced in years, came into the temple. She also worshiped God. And at that very hour, she gave thanks to God. And she proclaimed to all who would hear and were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem, that yes, God was working, and here was the Savior at hand. How marvelous it is to see God at work and to know that he continues to work in our lives today. There are things that look quite simple and ordinary that we in the church are able to receive and take part in, and to know that they are not ordinary, but rather quite extraordinary because of that baby that Mary and Joseph brought to the temple. Holy baptism, water poured upon the head of a child, while being spoken the name of the triune God. It looks quite ordinary, so much so that Luther says, how can water do such great things? But no, it's not the water, but rather water combined with God's word, the promises that he gives to you and to me that bring us the assurance that yes, God is at work in this. God is working through this baptism. In a similar way, as we come to the Lord's Supper, we see bread and wine. And yet it is more than just bread and wine. It is the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which gives and assures us of the forgiveness of sins that we have through Jesus, the baby that Mary and Joseph brought to the temple. Our Heavenly Father, he continues to show us his favor. Simeon and Anna, yes, they saw the Lord And having seen him, they were ready to depart from this world to die in peace. For you and for me, we see the Lord at work in his sacraments, in baptism, in the Lord's Supper. And that's why we sing the song of Simeon, the Nunc Dimittis, and say, yes, we have seen God at work. He has sent his son. He sent him to you and to me to be received in bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins, the assurance that we have life and salvation through him. This is God's favor for you and for me, so that we might be strengthened in our faith, so that we might say with Simeon and Anna, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your words. God's favor is upon you today, tomorrow, and forever as you continue to believe in your Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue and speak the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Eternal Lord God, in the fullness of time, you sent forth your Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us and give us the adoption as your sons and heirs. Hear us, Father, as we call to you in his name. Give us grace to rejoice in Christ's blessed incarnation and grant us a glad new year. Lord, in your mercy, lead your church, Lord, to follow the example of blessed Simeon, that all baptized Christians would embrace the Christ child by word and faith, and so be ready to depart whenever they are called. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, from whom all fatherhood on earth is named, bless Christian families with your promises. Give parents diligence and delight in their work, and grant your favor on all children, that they may grow in strength and wisdom. Bless widows, orphans, and broken families also with your mercy, and give them joy in the redemption you have won for us in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. O worthy judge, from you proceeds the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Give wisdom to those who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they may serve faithfully in their tasks according to your good pleasure and for the benefit of our people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Lord, receive our prayers for those who suffer from loneliness. Comfort them with the sure and certain knowledge that you will never forsake them. Give them families and friends within the household of faith with whom they can find loving companionship. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Blessed Lord, help the sick and suffering, especially those who desire our prayers. Surround them with your love in Christ, and according to your gracious will, heal them. Comfort those who mourn and fill their hearts with the certain hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time, our offerings are gathered. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands on us.
Yes,
establish the work of our hands. Trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I invite the congregation to be seated as we conclude and sing hymn 392.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2YOU.pctcnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again and into a brand new year with the very best in bluegrass. On this edition of the program, we're going to run down the most played bluegrass songs of 2023. It's all straight ahead, and it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for all things bluegrass, breaking news, upcoming events, radio airplay charts, and more. Log on, get up to date, BluegrassToday.com. Kicking things off at number 14, here's Volume 5 with Restless Heart and a Rambler's Soul.
Thank you.
played songs, bluegrass songs that is, of 2023, as monitored by the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Service. That's Balsam Range with We'll All Drink Money, a song penned by Adam Wright, checking in at number 13. And at number 12, Authentic Unlimited now, here's Long Gone.
Hey!
song that has already enjoyed.